Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts on the Trocare College Live Line. All right, Steve, as we kind of get a little bit closer, we actually have a special election going on for Congress here in Western New York this week, so definitely a busy time in politics. I want to get started, though, with kind of what we're seeing on college campuses and maybe the impact this has on 2024. You know, there was a recent survey, a Harvard survey, that took a look at what issues young voters, well, view as important. And I thought it was very interesting that at the bottom of the list, behind all the things talking about the economy, behind all these issues like housing, jobs, healthcare, inflation, immigration, was the conflict in the Middle East and student debt. Are we getting kind of from the news an outsized, exaggerated version of what these two issues actually mean to young voters?
Yes, I agree. Look, I teach at George Washington University. The demonstrations on our campus are directly across the street from my classroom. I tried to teach on Thursday afternoon, and we could hear the chants in the classroom, right? So I know what you're talking about. And I do think that these student demonstrators, I'm not demeaning their seriousness or their sincerity, but they're a tiny fraction of the student body, but they get outsized coverage. And they're very good at manipulating social media. They're very good at chanting things that attract the TV cameras. So I think there has been a distortion. But at the same time, let's also remember this is going to be a very close election. And so if just a couple of percentage points of young people who normally would vote Democratic are disillusioned with Biden because of the Middle East, I doubt if many of them would vote for Trump, but they could easily stay home or vote for third parties. That could be devastating in a few close states. Look, let's remember, twice in the last generation, Democratic candidates have won the popular vote and lost the presidency, at least in part because of third-party votes. It happened in 2000 in Florida with 96,000 people voting for Ralph Nader when Gore lost the state by 500 votes. And it happened in 2016 to Hillary Clinton when the third-party vote killed her in Michigan and Wisconsin, a couple of other places. So I do think that there's an exaggerated view in the world that somehow the Middle East is going to be a critical issue for a lot of young people. It's an abstraction. It's a long way away. It's the election 6 months from now. But if it splits off just a small fraction of voters in a small fraction of states, it could be significant.
How do you think these college campus protests will end?
Well, that's a good question. let's start with the fact that the school year is about to end. And that's certainly going to have an impact. Right now, Secretary of State Blinken is in the Middle East trying yet again to broker a ceasefire and a return of the hostages. There have been many attempts that have failed in that goal. If he were to succeed, that certainly would diffuse at least some of the ardor. You know, the history of these protests is that they do peter out eventually. And you got to remember something else. I covered the Columbia student uprising as a young reporter for the New York Times in 1968. I became the New York Times expert on anti-war demonstrations, spent several years covering those demonstrations, got tear gassed on more campuses I care to remember. And there was a fervor in a vitality behind those protests because there was a personal connection. People were not just upset about the Vietnam War, they were upset about the possibility of being drafted. None of that exists in these protests today. There might be a small handful of protesters with connection, family connections and personal connections to the Middle East. But by and large, this remains an abstraction and not a reality. And therefore, I don't think it has the lasting potential that the Vietnam War demonstrations had because of the threat of the draft.
Is it impacting the way that we look at young voters? Is it impacting the way we look at higher education? You know, I couldn't help but think all last week as we're seeing these protests and more specifically these encampments, right, going on, Steve, that, you know, here we are in some of these most prestigious universities and they're just like canceling classes or some of them moving them, you know, on remote. And these students who are at these universities are hanging out, you know, playing the bongos or whatever inside of a tent. And I'm thinking, like, what? Aren't these the ones? Like, I understood if the college I went to, the state school I went to, you could do this for a week and really not go to class or study and you'd be fine. But, you know, we're talking like Yale, Harvard, the Columbia, these areas that aren't they supposed to be studying, you know, a hardcore all the time? Like, isn't that the whole point of this? I mean, what impact is this going to have on higher ed and especially these elite universities?
Well, I think there are two questions here. You know, for well over 200 years, this country has struggled with the same problem that is plaguing every university administrator, whether it's at George Washington, where I teach, at Harvard, where I went to college, North Carolina, where my son is the chancellor of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. There is and that's the tension between free speech, which is a basic, profound, vital element, not just of the American culture, but particularly on college campuses. Free speech is sacred, but at what point does your right to speak impede someone else's right to go to class or whatever? And no one has an easy answer for that one. Finding a balance between individual rights and the public good. It's bedeviled jurists and judges and philosophers and law enforcement officials since the beginning of the Republic. So it's not as if this is a new problem. But these universities, some of them have, you know, and we saw this with the problem at Harvard, you know, in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement and sort of the wokeness that swept campuses, there was this notion, which I find, you know, quite alien, that as some students say, well, I can't be made uncomfortable, and microaggressions, and we've coddled students so much and that a lot of universities have abrogated some of their commitment to free speech in the name of sort of protecting student sensibilities. And now they're caught in a real problem because the Jewish students are saying, wait, if there were anti-Black slogans being chanted on your university campus, you'd be shutting that down in an instant. So why are you not doing that on behalf of Jewish students the way you did it, have done it on behalf of Black students? So you're right in saying that universities continue to struggle with finding the right balance between the rights of free speech and the rights of other students.
Steve, thank you. As always, we appreciate it. Sure. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us this morning on WBEN.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.